Hi guys, welcome back to the Talking Ass to Me podcast, and welcome to the very first video version of the podcast, now live. Well, not live, but now live, you know what I mean. It's now up on the Talking Ass to Me YouTube channel, so you asked, I delivered. Okay, well, see, I had one episode that was a video version, but it was so complicated in editing because I still wasn't very good at editing, didn't understand how to edit a podcast properly yet. Now I barely even edit my podcast because I'm so capable of talking for an hour straight. I'm also struggling to know whether I should look inside of the camera or look around because sometimes I literally close my eyes while I do the podcast. Bear with me. We're figuring things out. I don't have like a set by any means. Right now we're currently on my bed. You know, and I felt like this was a very nice mood lighting-esque type of vibe and everything. And I was like, I like this. I could definitely do this. Might be shaking a bit. We're holding on. You know, I don't have some fancy setup out in LA. And I'm not going to say sorry for that. I like my little setup. So anyway, we're going to be doing the video version for this podcast as well as I Saw Your Tweet, Are You Okay? Which comes out every single Tuesday if you don't know with Jake. So keep an eye out for that. Jake has been working very hard at learning how to edit a video. I'm so proud of him. Proud of him. We'll get into what my issue is. You probably could already tell by today's episode title, but Jake has been working so hard. He sucked so bad at editing a video before. I felt so sorry for him. Trying to explain to him how to edit a video through Zoom was literally like pulling nails, but it was hilarious. It should have been a podcast episode on its own. He's a very fast learner. He's doing great. He's definitely not listening to his podcast either, so it's fine. But as you could tell by the title, and maybe if you follow me on my other social media, I have received my second COVID vaccine. And it is also midnight now. So it is now about 14 hours since I've received my second dose of the vacci. And I am a little bit unwell, and I definitely feel like I'm in a fever dream right now. Also, I can't explain some of the things that I'll say in this podcast. Like, I might look back at this podcast and be like, bitch, why did you do that? Why did you say that? What's going on? I might have a fever right now. I don't know and I can't tell. And I'll put a thermometer up my ass when we're done with the podcast episode. We're also filming this very late because all day I literally spent it laying quite literally in my bed. Because I just don't really feel that good. But we're going to get into it. I have a few stories that I wanted to tell before I answer a lot of your guys' questions about the vaccine. Here to debunk some myths. Also, wanted to just answer some commonly asked questions on the Instagram page. So make sure that you follow it. It's just Talk Nasty Podcast. And you can find that on Instagram. And like I said, on the YouTube channel. So yeah, and if you're looking at my appearance right now through the video version, I'm so shiny because I'm amazing, but also because I'm slugging tonight. Slugging is where you put like a petroleum-based or any type of very thick cream on top of all of your skincare to soak it all in, and I'm being a dry little lady recently. My skin is breaking out, and I don't know what's going on, and not breaking out like breaking out, but like she's just a little bit unhappy, so I'm feeling like an oily, not feeling so good lady, but a vaccinated lady at that. Anyway, I feel like it's going to be a really fun episode. Let's talk about my little fever dream. I got vaccinated this morning, and it's been a great time. I got Moderna, for anyone who was wondering. Spoiler alert, I did a whole video on my channel where I basically walked everyone through my first dose of the vaccine, which was a fun video to make because I was very excited about it. And by the time that I put it out, so many people were getting vaccinated, because at the time when I did get vaccinated, it was so rare to know someone who was getting vaccinated or like be able to even get a vaccine, especially in my area, because so many people were traveling from out of state into my county to get vaccinated because my county was doing such a good job at vaccinating people. So the fact that I was able to get one was like miraculous. But literally that week, like my doctor's office was calling me and telling me, hey, it's time for you to get your vaccine. The way that if you guys didn't watch the video, or honestly, I say the same information over and over and over again, I don't know how I still have stories or any information to tell. I was able to get the vaccine. So my mom is a cancer patient. She's cancer free now, but technically you're still considered a cancer patient even when you're continuing with treatment. So and she's going to be considered, you know, immunocompromised and high risk for the remainder of her life. But she has is a cancer patient, and so she was approved by her doctors to go get the vaccine. I come along with her for her first dose to help her like fill out any paperwork or anything else that needs to get done. And while I was there, I was asking them if they are accepting new people, not for myself, because I was like, I don't even think that I qualify yet. But while I was there, they were like, oh my God, yes, we got so many vaccines in this week, like a ridiculous amount, like thousands of cases, I mean, or thousands of doses, because they come in a vial, and I believe it's 10 doses per vial. And they said they had like thousands of them, and that they're going to be vaccinating people like crazy. Now, right now, that might not seem like a lot of people, but it's a lot of people at the time. My pharmacist either said today, it's so bad that I can't remember, it's a very, very different number. I asked him how many people they're vaccinating today. He either said 220 or 440. I don't remember. I have this issue. Like, literally, I could be like, oh my God, I can't remember this girl's name, but it definitely starts with an H. And then it, like, 100% starts with, like, an L. I just have that issue. They're vaccinating a shit ton of people today. And, like, but this was, you know, a month ago, 4 weeks to be exact. And they said that they have so many that they are giving them out like crazy. And they were like, do you have any pre-existing conditions? I said, I do. I have asthma, as well as being a caregiver for my mom. And that's how I was able to get one. And I qualified. And quite literally, when I got the vaccine, the very next day, my doctor's office was calling me and telling me that I could get the vaccine. But they did not call my mom, which was very strange. But I put her on a waiting list of like 30 different pharmacies, like quite literally 30. I called one day on a snow day, and they're still calling to this day and being like, I don't want to say my mom's name. Is she there? She can come get her vaccine. I'm like, we are vaccinated, baby. So anyway, I'm the last of my family to get vaccinated. Everyone else is vaccinated up. But we all got Moderna. Other than my grandparents, they got Pfizer. But I am a little Moderna lady. And it was an easy peasy process. However, they did, you know, warn you, especially with Moderna, people have been feeling a lot of symptoms and not feeling so good. After the first one, I felt not so great, pretty poopy, had a headache, pretty tired, my arm hurt like hell. I could barely move it, but I was also babying it and nursing it like crazy for God knows what reason. And anyway, I decided to, you know, swing my arm around a lot, which I'll talk about later. But I was like, why am I nursing and babying this arm? I need to literally start doing like big ass like pinwheels or whatever they're called, like just like swinging my arm like crazy. And I think it's helping. Anyway, I don't feel so great now. I can't say, I think I feel worse than last time. I'm going to be honest. I have this very like distinct headache. It's like, sorry, that was my watch. The alarm has been going off on it for like a year now. If I'm being honest, I don't know where the watch is in my room. So it just beeps every hour. It's okay. Now I know what time it is. Thank God. But, no. I just have this very distinct headache. It's not a migraine. It's sometimes behind my left eye. Sometimes it's behind my right eye. I don't feel terrible, but I can tell I'm probably not going to feel so good tomorrow. Last time, after my first dose, I had a low fever the next day, but I do know that some people have been having like 101 degree fevers. I heard from someone that said, I don't know what their source is, but they said that young women with Moderna tend to experience the worst symptoms. So I'm just prepared. I've just been taking it very easy today, laying low, relaxing all day, and I am going to get a good ass night's rest and just taking it easy for the next probably day, because I'm probably going to feel fine the next morning, because that's how it always goes. So anyway, I do kind of feel like I'm in a fever dream, because a lot of crazy cool things are happening to me today, and I refuse to believe any of it is real, because I keep having to sit down because I cannot process any of the information. And I want to believe that this is all a fever dream, so I don't get myself too hyped up or too excited. But I do think it's real. I came home and I was like walking, and I was like, I literally feel like I'm swimming while I'm walking. I felt a little drunk. you just feel like unstable and unbalanced. But please remember that this is how my body's reacting to it. Everyone's body reacts differently, and this is completely normal because it's an immune response. It's basically your body fighting off, well, it's not fighting off a live virus because Moderna does not have a live virus, but it is your body sending out an immune response, which is wanted. You want your body to be learning how to kick COVID's ass. So this is something that is not bad. It's not bad if you have symptoms. And even today, the pharmacist said that if you can avoid taking Tylenol, that it's not a bad idea to avoid it just because you don't want to suppress that immune response. I would do your own research about that and, you know, do your own discretion as advised. I know that the women who were there while I was getting my vaccine, like they were also getting their vaccine, were really, really, really riled up about this. I'll get into these two women, but they were like, what? They didn't say anything about this last time about not getting, taking Tylenol. What do you mean? And this pharmacist was like, hey, listen, like, new information's coming out every single day about this. And, you know, they're just recommending that if you can not take Tylenol after you get your vaccine, it's not a bad idea because let's not suppress an immune response. Like, an immune response is good. And they were like, I just don't understand. Like, can I take it the next day? What if my arm hurts? Anyway, I understand wanting to take Tylenol. I took Tylenol last time, honestly, because I felt poopy. And I might tomorrow. We'll see. He said that in the morning, just take a feel for how you're doing and how you're feeling instead of just immediately popping a Tylenol. Like I said, use your own discretion with that. But I do believe that it is not recommended that you take ibuprofen and that you are also not taking anything right before your vaccine, that if you want to take something, that it should be after. So anyway, please do your own research. Please ask your own pharmacist. I don't really like taking pills to begin with, to be completely honest. I just try to avoid them. I also have a very sensitive tummy, so I don't really like to. But if needed, I'll be a little Tylenol lady. Who cares? Anyway, let's talk about these two women who were there today when I got my vaccine. So I hate the term Karens, not because I am against it or because I am one, but simply because I feel like it's an overused word. And as the indie bitch that I am, and having this whole individuality complex that I do have, I don't like to use phrases that everyone else says. Like, that just makes me very less original. Anyway, I'm completely kidding. I have this individuality I'm not saying that word right. It's okay. I'm also putting on my hoodie on my cow Sherpa for any of the listeners who are not just listening and not watching the video, because I'm wearing my big ass cow hoodie thing, and I think it's making me hear my audio a little bit better. Like, I can hear my own vocals inside of my hood, and it's being quite good to me right now. Anyway, see, I'm closing my eyes, not because I'm sleepy, but because I just am focusing on what I'm about to say. This episode is a trip through my vaccine fever dream. Anyway, so these two, let's call them Karens, whatever. They immediately, one of them comes in. I think they were besties and they decide to schedule their appointments at the same time, which is funny because me and my bestie had our vaccines the same day too. She got Pfizer, so she was 3 weeks ago, and I was Moderna, so I was 4 weeks ago, but we both happened to get ours today at the same day. Not the same time though, but anyway, same place, same location, just different hour. Anyway, these two women come. First woman comes. And you have to fill out all this paperwork when you come, but they do tell you that if you fill out the paperwork online before the second one, then you don't have to fill it out in person. So they hand her like a clipboard with all the paperwork, and she's like, excuse me, I already filled this out. Like, I literally already filled this out online. And the people were like, oh, well, we didn't get it, you know. And she's like, they're like, when did you fill it out? And she's like, an hour ago. And they're like, yeah, well, we just pick up the paperwork in the mornings. Like, we don't do it like every single hour or anything. She's like, are you kidding me? Which I literally cannot believe that there are people out in this world who say, are you kidding me? Do I say that? Do I say, are you kidding me? Like, that just seems like not a phrase that rolls off the tongue easily for me. Anyway, so she was like, are you kidding me? are you joking? Are you serious right now? Pissed that she has to fill out paperwork again. Lady, this paperwork takes all of less than 5 minutes. You're gonna be okay. I promise you, you're gonna be okay. I don't get angry about that kind of stuff. And like, I say this because there are some young people, like, you don't have to be a fucking Karen to get angry about those kinds of things. Like, I don't have road rage. I don't get angry when I have to wait in a long line. I don't get angry when something like that happens because I just realize it's literally not that big of a deal. Imagine expending, is that the correct word? Imagine just giving off all this energy that you don't need to be and being angry about something that is not going to help you. Like, being angry is not going to help you in this situation whatsoever. So why do it? That just seems very stressful and very tiring. I'm not about it. She's very rude to the pharmacist. The pharmacist runs over back to the pharmacy because literally I get this vaccine in a tiny little hallway that is the entrance of the supermarket. It's fine. It's like literally fine. But he runs over to the pharmacy. He's like, I have your paperwork. Her friend comes over. They're talking about, you know, oh yeah, well, I'm going here. I'm traveling here soon. I'm just like, oh my God. My stepdad and I are just sitting there. Anyway, it's our turn to get the vaccines. Easy peasy, lemon squeezy. I quite literally said that after every shot that I got, like the first one and the second one. I remember saying to the, it was almost like the shot had programmed me to say that. It's almost as if the vaccine had injected me with those automatic phrases. Like, I'm a fucking like Build-A-Bear where when you squeeze the chest or like the paw, then it like makes a noise. It's like, happy birthday to you. Or it like says something crazy. It's like, I love you. Or it's like someone's dead grandpa, like a voicemail. I'm sorry if I had to go that deep, but like people do get that in Build-A-Bears. I'm just being honest. Anyway, mine was, they injected me with the vaccine and I immediately say, easy peasy, lemon squeezy. I can't believe that was my Build-A-Bear moment. Anyway, the guy was very, very kind to me. Every single time he said my name, I, like, my heart skipped a beat. Like, this was an older man that could have definitely been my dad or my grandpa potentially, and my heart was skipping beats for him because I haven't had social interaction in that fucking long. Great guy. Thanks for the vacky, doctor, pharmacist, sir. We're vaccinated. You have to sit there for 15 minutes. I'm obviously listening in on what, you know, the two Karens are saying in front. I don't like the term Karens. It's just annoying at this point. Let's call them something else. Jackie and Mary Beth. Jackie and Mary Beth are talking to one another. The pharmacist stands in front of us as if it's like a speech, the four of us. And he's like, okay, so you might not feel so good. You might have a headache. You might have some symptoms. You might have diarrhea. Who knows? Like, maybe. Like, some people get it, whatever. Being very kind, being very informative. And then I remember he was saying, like, okay, and you're going to be, you know, mostly immune after 2 weeks. And Jackie goes, yay! And that's when the party really starts. And I'm so happy that she's so happy, but I'm like, Jackie, you can't be fucking rude to the pharmacist and then get excited when they say that you're going to be immune in 2 weeks. This man is the reason that you are immune. Be better. Do better. Like, just made me mad. Like, I wasn't even excited for her that she was excited. Anyway, I digress. They're talking about this big ass baby shower that they're gonna go to with like 60 people, all of that jazz. Anyway, time is up. I leave. All is good in the world. And I'm feeling great, but I feel like I can't even like process it anymore. After the first one, I really like internalized it and I wanted to like cry because I was so happy that I was vaccinated, but I don't think I'm mentally able to process quite literally anything anymore. I feel happy a lot of the time. Don't get me wrong. I'm not like a numb, like little shell of a human, but I certainly do lack quite a lot of emotions and I'm learning how to do them all again. But I do like to treat myself to some nice things recently. I'm trying to learn how to treat myself. When I say treat myself, I'm not talking about like anything expensive. I'm talking about like a nice little coffee. Yes, I did have coffee. And yes, it was decaf. It was the first coffee I had in literally months. Give me a fucking break. I want to try that shaken espresso cold brew. No. Oat milk, shaken espresso from Starbucks, and it was right around the corner. It was the old Starbucks that I would go to when I worked at my sweet little Bobotle, and I was like, I'm gonna go just for old time's sake, just to feel something. And the people were always so kind to me over there. They would give me free drinks, I would give them free Bobotle, and it was a good exchange. Anyway, I order this drink, decaf, of course. And the man is very kind. His name was Jake, and he did remind me a lot of my friend Jake. And I pull up to the window, and he's kind, but of course, because it's a guy, I get nervous. Not nervous in like a, oh, but more nervous in like, ah, like that kind of nervous. And he hands me my drink, and he's like, I think he said my pleasure, and I was like, this is not Chick-fil-A. And he winks at me. He's like, my pleasure. And I like pull away. I'm like, thank you so much. And I like get out of there. And I immediately call my boyfriend, and I'm like, I just want to let you know that the Starbucks drive-thru man wants to fuck me. So just letting you know. I try the drink. It's good. It's okay. It's nothing crazy. Not really worth it, in my opinion, to go back to coffee. You know what drink was really good at Starbucks, though, that I used to get a lot when I worked at Bobotle? I used to have to drink coffee after work if I worked in the mornings, because there was quite literally nothing else I could do the entire day. Like, if I worked from 6 a.m. to 2 p.m., I was unable to function after 2 p.m. if I did not drink a large sum of caffeine. I used to get this, like, vanilla bean latte, coconut milk latte, I think that's what it was called, and they use vanilla bean powder. Scrumptious, yummy, amazing, immaculate. They don't have it anymore. I'm on the hunt for my own, but I'm not trying to drink coffee again. I'm trying to protect my insides. Speaking of my insides, God, this story gets me riled the fuck up. Sorry, I'm just trying to check if my camera's shaking, and it 100% definitely is. But my friend Jake always likes to joke around about how my signature move on YouTube when I was in college was the little, like, earthquake mode, and like the entire screen would shake and turn red, and that was like peak comedy. So that's what's happening throughout this entire video. We'll get a better setup in the future. Okay, ladies? Okay. Let's talk about my health for a second. Unrelated to the vaccine, but I have to discuss this because I am livid, and I feel like some of you are very invested in my stomach problem journey. I didn't really expect to be a, like, self-proclaimed, like, IBS queen. I get a lot of video, or I get a lot of DMs asking me to make videos about IBS. Guys, I have nothing to say about it. I love you all, but I literally have nothing to fucking say about my IBS. Sometimes I shit so much, sometimes I don't shit at all. There's nothing I can do about it. Food makes my tummy hurt. I am trying to do my best. I don't know what to do in a video about it. I just genuinely don't know. Also, I love that people look up to me because I might be making them feel more comfortable about their IBS. But I promise you, if you know me in real life, this is an everyday struggle for me that I am not thriving with. Like, I am not like this, I have IBS and that's okay, I'm still rocking it. Like, I am very much so suffering. I have no good insight. I'm still working through my little IBS issues. So let's move on from that. Let's talk about something else. It's been a month now because I went to the doctor's the day after my very first COVID vaccine. For like, I want to say 2 to 3 weeks before, I had horrible, weird stomach pains, kind that made me wonder if I was potentially having a heart attack in my stomach. There is no better way to describe what was going on with me. It was this very, very distinct pain. And I remember drinking a drink. It was just like a drink of some sort, and not alcoholic. When I say drink, it was just a drink. And I remember this specific pain that was happening between my rib cage. And I was like, this feels wrong. This is where my stomach is. This feels really, really, really wrong. for weeks, I still do, horrible belching, horrible burping, acid reflux, just weird ass symptoms, but especially the burping was like nonstop. It was getting difficult to record my podcast or even record videos because I had to stop every few seconds to literally belch. And it's not like normal burps. Like, I never was this belchy of a girl. My family started getting concerned. So I finally decided to take my health into my own hands. And by my own hands, I mean take it to my fucking doctor. I go to the doctor and my doctor tells me, doesn't even open my chart, doesn't even like acknowledge me, doesn't even like really like, I know that she doesn't remember everything about me. She sees many, many patients. Like, I know that she doesn't know every single detail about me, and like, she knows me well enough, but like, I know that she's like, some doctors will remember a lot of details about you. I don't expect my doctor to remember all these like important details about like my medical health without opening up my chart. I don't expect her to do that. However, I know that she could have taken the time to open up my chart because that's what a doctor is supposed to do. She doesn't even do that. She just treats me like I'm annoying her and that I'm supposed to be in a rush. She's just completely rushing me. I explain all my symptoms. She immediately tells me that I could completely be saying the wrong word and this could mean completely something else. I think it might have been, she could have told me I have dyspepsia. I don't remember, but it's basically where I have problems with my stomach acid and all of these stomach issues. And I initially went into the doctor's appointment asking and requesting to be sent to a gastroenterologist to get a gastroscopy because I felt like something was really, really wrong. I was really scared that I had stomach ulcers or something. And she was just like, no, there's really no point. I'm going to put you on omeprazole, which is an acid reducer. And this is going to help you so much. Don't you worry. She literally remembered that my mom was on this medication and she's like, your mom's on this. I'm like, oh my God. She prescribes me this medication and she's like, yeah, there's no point in sending you to a gastroenterologist because they're going to put you on medication anyway before they even examine you, which I think is so messed up with the like how we treat things in America. Like, maybe I'm just ignorant, but wouldn't you want to know what the root problem and cause is and have a scope rather than giving medicine to all of these patients? Like, wouldn't you rather do that? Like, of course not. So she's like, you're going to be on this medication for 8 weeks and then you're going to be on another medication for another 8 weeks. I take this the key detail. Before I leave, I tell her, listen, I have a horrible, horrible, horrible time eating breakfast in the morning. Like, it's nearly impossible for me to eat breakfast in the morning just because I have such bad stomach issues and pain, and it causes me to have like nausea, and I just feel really just not good. Everything tastes disgusting in the morning. Do you have any tips on what I could eat in the morning? And she just looks at me and smiles like underneath her mask, I can tell, and she's like, egg. Just eat eggs. Eggs are so good for you. Like, just boil an egg, a little bit of salt and pepper, egg. So much protein, so good for you. It's just eat an egg. Egg is so good for you and you will really love it. And I love eating egg. Just raving about eggs for so long. This woman didn't even open up my chart because I'm literally allergic to eggs. And then on top of that, I'm a vegan. So let's just say I wasn't even allergic to eggs. I literally am a vegan. You didn't even open my chart. That made me so angry because I just felt so unheard and not listened to and just really, really frustrated with everything. And anyway, this leads me into my next point where I was doing a little bit of research and deep diving, and I found that a list of symptoms, and I have like all of them, and it all points to having low stomach acid, which can be caused when you don't eat meat in your diet for like long periods of time, because naturally our bodies need a lot of stomach acid to be digesting meat, which I don't eat and have been vegan for 5 years. So if you're a vegan or vegetarian, you're kind of at risk of having low stomach acid because your body just doesn't need to produce as much, which can lead to some problems, not necessarily, but it can. And clearly it is for me because I have all of these symptoms. What is the medication that my doctor prescribed me? A literal medication to lower my stomach acid. No wonder I felt so terrible. I forgot to mention this, but I took this medication for a week and I felt significantly worse. I felt terrible. All of my symptoms got so much worse. I was like, maybe this is like a purging period. I'm like, this is not fucking acne. This is my stomach we're talking about. I had a bad feeling about this medication and I was like, I don't think I'm supposed to be on this. And thank God that I stopped taking it, because me taking a acid reducer when I potentially have very low stomach acid, very sketchy. And she was telling me that I'm not allowed to have like pickled or fermented items because they're not good for my stomach. It's producing too much acid in my stomach. When in reality, it is recommended that if I have low stomach acid, I should be eating those items. And to be honest, I crave them. And I think I crave them because my body needs them. Anyway, I meet with a doctor at the end of the month. I might keep you guys along for this journey if anyone is interested. I don't know. I could just be spewing all my medical history and no one gives a shit. But this is just very frustrating for me because it's hard to find out what is wrong with my body and my stomach and everything when I know that something is deeper wrong than just like being like writing it off as like IBS. Like, no, I know something's wrong. I've never had these symptoms before. Something's definitely off with me. So maybe I'll keep you guys updated. And yeah, after I decided to get my little stupid Starbies, I say stupid just because, like, should I have had it? No. But did I feel sick after it? No, actually, I did not feel sick after having a decaf coffee, which is very good to know. I decide to go to a little store. I'm not going to say what store, because if the person involved in the story decides to confront me about it, I'll be like, what? I was not at that location. Oh my God, that's not the location I was talking about. So I went inside a store today because if you're watching the video version, I finally have a colored light bulb back. My other one broke, so now I finally have a nice little fancy Philips Hue light bulb that my friends have been recommending to me for literal years. And I was like, no, I'm gonna get an off-brand, and then the off-brand breaks. I needed a light bulb, and I needed to pick up a few other things. And the first area, the first store, did not have it. So I had to run 4 miles in the other direction and just pick it up close by. There's a lot of these places by me, so it wasn't a very big deal. I'm calling my boyfriend at the time while I'm driving, and I'm pulling into the parking lot at this said location, and I see a guy that I have been avoiding for literally years now, working at this location in the lot. Like, he is a cart pusher, so he's pushing the carts all around the lot, and I am literally screaming at the top of my lungs on the phone. I'm like, no, 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 this can't be real life. No, 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 no. I've not seen him in years. Please note that he has reached out to me recently, but I have not seen him in years. And my boyfriend's like, what's going on, what's happening? I'm like, you will never guess who I see. And I tell him, and he's like, oh, no. And this guy does not see me, like, in my car or anything, does not know it's me. I have a different car than what I had in high school, because he would definitely know what car it is. I mean, probably. I had very specific stickers on the back of my car, too, in high school. Anyway, I'm feeling pretty incognito, not to mention masks, of course. So I park, and he's, like, getting closer to my car, literally standing in front of my car. And I'm, like, looking directly at him. I'm, like, quickly putting on sunglasses and my mask. I'm, like, I don't want to speak to this guy. I don't want to even talk to him. I don't even want to. He's not even wearing a mask. Like, I don't want to associate with this guy whatsoever. Let me tell you why I had to dodge these cars in this parking lot, dodge every single aisle in fear of him being inside of the store, and then me dodging him when I was exiting the location because he was standing right outside and I'm like sprinting to my car trying to avoid him. Let me tell you why. When I was in high school, I was mutual friends with this guy. And seemed like a very friendly guy. A lot of people liked him. Very, very friendly. Cool guy. I decided to befriend him. We were like all in a big group. Whatever. Cool dude. One day, he decides to tell me. Well, text me, actually. confess to me that he is in love with me. And that he really, really likes me. And while he confessed this to me, we were on a trip with our school that I could not, like, leave. Like, we still had to see each other for a few days. And he just randomly tells me that he's in love with me. I don't even think I feel mean saying this, but I don't even think that I was shocked, just because he was starting to show signs of this. And I was like, I hate when this happens, when you get close with a guy and you start to become friends with a guy and then they start liking you, because then you have to question your entire friendship with a guy. Like, was he only friends with you because he had feelings for you and he had hopes of doing whatever with you, dating you, having sex with you, whatever? Or does he actually value friendship with you? Because that's always sucks. And usually in these situations, when you turn down a guy, usually that's like the end of the friendship. Not, and I won't even say because it's awkward or because it's weird. Like, the friendship is usually never rekindled. I only have like one friendship where there was feelings involved and I am still friends with this person just fine, because we were able to show each other that we always valued our friendship with each other. This guy was clearly kind of showing me that he only was really my friend and got close to me because he liked me. So that kind of like really stung. Anyway, whatever. I don't pay much mind. It's really a busy time in the school year for us. We have to see each other quite a lot. Starts acting differently towards me. At this time, around this time, he actually told like two other girls that he's also in love with them. And I'm just like, wow, he's just really bouncing around. I thought I was the love of his life like 2 weeks ago, but I guess not. Anyway, shortly after he tells me that he's in love with me and I tell him I don't feel the same way, he decides to send a text pretending. I know that he was pretending. You cannot say that he wasn't. This dude, watch out for this, guys. If you guys ever find yourself in this situation, please don't be naive enough to believe them. Sends a very, very distinct text addressed to his brother. And he used his first name. Like, he was like, hey, don't worry about it, John. I'm going to be okay. It sucks that I have a terminal illness and that I'm going to die soon, but just enjoy the time that you have with me now. That's the kind of text that he sent me. And I was like, this motherfucker sent me a text pretending to text his brother and then accidentally texting me, air quotes, to try and tell me that he has a terminal illness. And this is not me downplaying invisible illnesses or chronic illnesses or anything like that. Absolutely not. But the way and the convenience in which this text was sent to someone else and then he accidentally sent it to me and he's like, oh my God, please don't talk about that last text that I sent. He sent me another text and he was like, please don't talk about that last text I sent. It was a complete accident. That was for my brother. Why would you ever fucking text your brother and be like, don't worry about my terminal illness? Like, that's not how you talk to your brother. You know what I mean? Like, if your brother had known that, you just don't do that. You don't randomly text your brother using his first name and being like, don't worry about my terminal illness. Worry about the time that you have with me now. Like, that is not a very casual text to send to your brother. And I was like, I smell cap. This is bullshit. He's sending me this text to try and manipulate me and make me feel bad for not wanting to date him, for not wanting to be with him. And he did something similar to the two other girls as well. I confronted his bestie. I was like, hey, does your bestie have a terminal illness that he could die from? Oh, trust me, I tried confronting him about it. I was like, what is this text? Why did you send this to me? What's your illness then? Wouldn't tell me, refused to tell me, told me that it's very rare, told me it's incurable, and that he could die at any moment. It could be days, weeks, months, years. Like, he just told me he could die at any point. Told his bestie. I was like, does your bestie have an incurable illness that he told you about? Like, your bestie for life? And he's like, I have never heard about this. Like, I've literally never heard about this. Okay? I think about a few months later, keep in mind, I like cut this dude off. I was like, I'm not doing this. I'm literally not doing this. Tells one of the three of us girls that he's suddenly cured from his illness. His terminal illness is cured. Like, it's gone away. So it's good. He's not going to die anymore. What the fuck? Like, what kind of asshole fakes having a terminal illness to make girls feel guilty for not wanting to date them? Sick ass people. And that still sticks with me to this day because I don't like that shit. don't like it at all, especially being a daughter of someone who could have had a terminal illness, which is cancer. Just fucked up. You don't do that shit. And anyway, lost a lot of respect for this dude. Anyway, so I saw him today and he's alive and well. I mean, I didn't speak to him, but that's kind of fucked up, you know? Seems like you're doing okay. I don't like that. I don't like it when people lie, especially about something as serious as that. I don't like liars. And anyway, I told my mom about it. I was like, I just had to get that off my chest. I like told her the whole story. Like, just like compulsive lying coming from this person consistently. Like, was over at my house once, and we had like slept over at my house, like a bunch of my friends told me in the morning that they had coffee with my mom and talked for like 2 hours. Like, my mom would not do that. Not that she wouldn't, but like, my mom just wouldn't have coffee with one of my random friends for 2 hours, like, without me knowing about it. I asked my mom, she's like, no, I didn't have coffee with them upstairs for 2 hours. That didn't happen. Randomly sees me and my friend after us not speaking to each other, like me not speaking to this guy for like years. We run into each other at like an old high school event. Tells me that he has like gifts for me. He's like, I have gifts for you waiting at my house. I just bought you Christmas gifts. I'm like, I don't speak to you. We're not on good terms. Like, why are you lying? Why are you lying? Anyway, I know that he sent me a few texts in this last year, and I know I didn't respond. And I know that this sounds like mean or whatever, but this person just made me so angry with these actions that I don't even care to remember what this person had texted me or what the conversations were about. I just know that I did not respond, and I don't think I still have the texts. I think I just deleted them. I think this person was trying to just like catch up with me, seeing how things were going, you know, normal quarantine bullshit. And I was like, I'm not having it, because you lied about something very serious that is not something that you lie about. Anyway, I got my fancy little light bulb and I went on my merry way. Something else that felt like a fever dream. God, today was so long. Today was so long. Do you guys know My Life is Ava? You know, like one of the founding fathers of lifestyle YouTube. Yeah. She subscribed to me on YouTube today. I literally cannot believe this. My last video, titled Why I Think YouTube is Dying, I mentioned her in it briefly, and I was talking about how she's like one of the people who back then was like a very big lifestyle influencer and everything, and now has come forth, like made like more real and authentic content and much more raw kind of stuff. And like one of the most recent was a truth or drink video that she had done on her channel, where they basically talk about how a lot of the stuff as like an influencer was not real, because, you know, it's being a lifestyle influencer in like 2013, 2014, that shit was staged and faked a lot of the time, and there was sets, and it just wasn't as raw as YouTube is today. And I really like that shift towards authentic content. It's actually really cool to see, because I like grew up with these people, even though they're a couple years older than me. I'm still like, it's really cool to now see the behind the scenes, like years later, see what they're up to now, see how they're doing, see how they felt at the time. It's like seeing like a behind the scenes tape just many years later. So she commented on my video that my video popped up on her recommended page, and she decided to watch it, and then she heard her name and she's like, holy shit, and that she subscribed and that she really liked my video. And that was just like so crazy to me, because Bethany Moda fucking follows me on Instagram. Hi, Bethany Moda, if you listen to my podcast. Unbelievable, unfathomable. Like, these founding fathers of what YouTube was, like, these YouTubers that I literally watched as a kid following me, subscribing me, watching my videos, I cannot believe it. Someone DM'd me, a subscriber, and said, do you know that Bethany Moda follows you on Instagram? I was like, what? Because Instagram doesn't have a very good, like, way of seeing who follows you, like if you follow them back or if they're, like, verified. Like, they just don't have that, and I don't really check who follows me on a daily basis, because I don't like to even check like likes or anything like that. Instagram is a weird place and I avoid it at all costs, except the stories and the filter that makes you look like you have a lot of filler in your face, because I think it's so funny to do my little, if you guys don't follow me on Instagram, please do, because every single day I like to post little TikToks of me being hot and sexy with my little filter. You just have to follow to go see it. But anyway, yeah, and it's just insane to me that these people are following me on Instagram, and I cannot understand it. And it's, I literally had to, like, I was explaining to my mom, I was like, do you know who My Life is Ava is? And she's like, no. And I'm like, well, it's a big fucking deal that she, like, knows who I am, because this is someone I grew up watching. Like, this is a very big deal to me. And I had to, like, sit down for a very long time. Like, I just had to, like, stare around the room and, like, stare at the ceiling and then, like, move locations. And I was like, what is going on? I, like, cannot understand. Anyway, some other cool stuff happened today, but you guys will find out about that in a few weeks, probably. And then I'll mention that this is one of the things that was happening in my COVID vaccine fever dream that I just could not fathom. But anyway, those were just some of the things. What a day. Anyway, let's get on to some questions about the vacky, as I promised. Anyway, like I said, you guys can go onto the Instagram page and you can ask me questions in the future, or you can follow it. I do some updates on there. I definitely want to be more active. I already struggle to post on my regular Insta, so it's a little bit difficult for me to post on the podcast Insta, but we're getting better, ladies, okay? We're getting better at it. Let's answer the very first question. Did my second butt cheek get bigger? Okay, to give some context, I asked the people at the vaccination site to inject the vaccine into my ass. My ass has gotten a little bit smaller since I haven't been working out as much, and I just feel like that would be a good place to get it. They didn't allow me to get it in my lips as filler, so I requested that they put it into my one butt cheek. So, of course, now that for my second dose, we had to get it in the second butt cheek. Unfortunately, you can't do this with the Johnson & Johnson vaccine because it is only one shot. So, you know, if you're getting Moderna or Pfizer, please take advantage of this opportunity. I'm 100% kidding, because if I don't say that, then bad things are going to happen to me. Second question. Did I have a choice with what vaccine? So in America, the ones that are offered are Moderna, Pfizer, or Johnson & Johnson. Johnson & Johnson is not an mRNA vaccine, I believe, and it is only one shot versus two, which is Pfizer and Moderna. Nope, I did not have a choice. I mean, obviously, if I wanted to wait or if I wanted to go elsewhere for a different one, then I guess in a sense I would have that choice. But I got the first one that was offered to me, which was Moderna. And I do know that now my pharmacy is offering Pfizer. Like today they had two separate like rooms, one for Moderna, one for Pfizer, so that no one was confused. I personally don't really have that much of a preference. Personally for myself, I am happy that I probably would have liked to either get Moderna or Pfizer, just me myself. I also don't mind shots, so like going back for a second one is not a big deal for me. So I just personally would have liked to get either of the two, so I'm happy that I got Moderna. I have heard that some people are complaining a bit more about having symptoms after the Moderna vaccine versus the Pfizer one. I know some people who have gotten Pfizer have had like zero symptoms, and a lot of people who have gotten Moderna have had some symptoms. But like I said, it's nothing that isn't bearable, which I'll get like a little bit more into, but I'm happy that I got Moderna. I have no complaints. If you guys don't know, Moderna, you get them between 4 weeks, so you get your first one and then you get your second one scheduled, which is 4 weeks away, and then with Pfizer it's 3 weeks, and Johnson & Johnson is one. I know I got some questions about AstraZeneca and then another one. I can't really give you any advice on that or any answer any questions, just because in America AstraZeneca is not offered, and so I don't know much about it. How much does it hurt? The shot itself does not hurt at all, and I mean that with all sincerity. This is a person who has a high pain tolerance, but someone who can also understand what is pain and what isn't. Like, I'm not one of those people who has a high pain tolerance. I'm like, that didn't hurt at all. Like, when I get a fucking tattoo, like, yes, obviously it hurts. I can acknowledge that it hurts. But with the shot, it's quite literally, I felt nothing. The needle is very skinty and it did not hurt the first time. And I feel like it probably hurt less the second time, to be honest. I don't know why it goes in your upper arm, like your almost your shoulder. Didn't hurt at all. Now, afterwards, your arm is kind of in pain. It's sore. The first time it was more sore. But what I started doing is like swinging my arm around like crazy. Like I just started like moving it wild. I can still lift it, but the first one, it hurt me so bad. I couldn't lift it like past my stomach. And that's because I was just nursing it and babying it and didn't want to move it. I was like scared to move it. But then people were like, no, move that shit around. I'm very happy that I did that. So that does feel better. Things to expect. This question was asking, what's some things to expect that you did not expect, like something that happened that I wasn't really expecting? So like I said, I knew that I could have a headache, I could have a fever, I could have chills, I could have feelings that I'm sick essentially. But something that I was not expecting is literally feeling drunk. And I'm being serious about that. You feel this weird sensation, at least what I've heard a few people just saying, that they feel very like lightheaded and almost just like, I don't want to say the word confused, but all day I've just been in this like weird, just kind of swimming phase. Like I just feel like I'm like swimming through life right now, just feeling a little drunky. And I wasn't really expecting that. Now, this is another thing. I've been hearing that some women have been getting a rash after their second dose. My friend got Moderna and she said that her and a few other women, this is primarily a thing that happens in women, is that they get a red type of rash on their arm. Doesn't really itch, doesn't really feel like anything, but just like a, basically like a little patch on your arm, and that it doesn't last long. But that was something that she did not expect, but apparently it's common. And to be completely honest, I feel like I might be experiencing that on my arm now, because I looked in the mirror and it looked like a rash may be starting to appear, potentially. Maybe it could just be the redness from the shot, but it doesn't itch, it doesn't hurt, it doesn't like feel like anything. The shot is itself, like the site itself is like warm, but nothing like crazy. But I would not be surprised if I had some sort of like redness or splotchiness, because that's also something that can happen. Another question, what happens if your second dose gets delayed? Good question. So I'm lucky enough that at my location, they automatically schedule you for your second appointment. You don't have to go and like find one from anywhere. And they also, my pharmacy talks about how they reserve that vaccine already for you. So there's no chance of it not being available to you. It will always be available to you. And I also anticipate that, at least in the United States now, that a lot of the areas will be very secure now with their, in terms of like vaccines and not running out. If anything, people are having too many places and pharmacies are having too many vaccines to the point where they have to throw them away. So actually the vaccine, as long as you have your first one, it actually holds immunity for quite a long time. So as long as you get your booster shot as soon as possible, please, I should have done my research prior to this, please Google this beforehand. But I believe you are able to get your second shot up to 4 months after your first shot. At least this is what I heard about Moderna and Pfizer. So if you're unable to get your second dose for whatever reason, if something happens, it would be okay. I remember when I went to my plastic surgeon's office when I got Botox, and they were talking about how one of the nurses there, she got her first dose and hers got moved back. And I was like, oh no, is that bad? And he's like, no, it's really okay that it got moved back. Like she'll be able to still get it and nothing bad will happen. It's probably anticipated that we're going to get boosters in the future, like a yearly type of thing. So yeah, really interesting, and interesting to hear information rolling out. Did I get any celebratory food? Okay, so the first time I did get pho, which was amazing. And then did I get pho? Wait a second. No, I didn't get pho because it was closed. I remember posting about that in my video. I don't think I got anything after my first one. That's kind of sad. After my second one, I did get Chipotle today, though. I was just like, I'm in the mood. I feel like kind of full circle. Why does it feel full circle? I don't know. But I just decided to get Chipotle. That was my little celebratory food. And my little oat shaken espresso latte with the cute man. Another question. My parents won't let me get it because they think it'll cause infertility. I saw this question quite a lot, and I actually did some research about it yesterday, and there is no research or evidence to show that the vaccine would cause infertility. There is nothing to lead to believe that that is happening. So I'm not really sure where people are pulling this out from, that it, and I'm not talking about like you guys, I don't blame you guys, because it's very easy to, whatever you guys hear and stuff, like even my own family members were asking me, and they're like, is this true? Because I'm like the little fact checker of the family. And I was like, there's no evidence or proof or research done to show this. So this is quite strange. And it's very recommended that actually pregnant women do get the vaccine because they are considered high risk in this kind of situation. If they are pregnant, they do contract COVID, and they're more likely to have really, really horrible symptoms and end up, even higher chance of being ended up on a ventilator. Think about a respirator, whatever that is, ending up on a ventilator or ending up in the hospital. So if that's something that you're also considering, pregnant women, it's also very important for them to get their vaccine as well. Another question, are you planning on going out more, like restaurants, seeing friends? So I don't think I'll be going back to any indoor or outdoor dining of restaurants. I never did that much to begin with, to be honest with you. Being with my food allergies, it's kind of hard for me to eat out. And the few places that I do choose to eat out, I just get takeout and pick up. And most of the places aren't doing inside stuff anyway. No, I like eating in my car. I don't see myself doing that. And I don't mind, honestly, just ordering still for a while, honestly. In terms of friends, I would love to start seeing my friends who are vaccinated once the 2 weeks do pass. Like I said, one of my best friends, she got her vaccine today as well, her second one. So I would love to do that. My friend Jake is vaccinated. He has his first dose, so he's getting a second dose soon. My boyfriend has a second dose, but he is many, many, many miles away. So I'm hoping that I can see him, but I'm not. If anything, I'm more comfortable going inside of stores now, because before I was doing online pickup and just doing curbside pickup for all that kind of stuff. So I've definitely felt more comfortable, even after my first dose, going inside, just because I know so many more people are vaccinated and everything. And of course, a lot of people will, you know, I talked about this briefly in my video, and a lot of people got riled up about it. I'm not saying that if you got your vaccine that you are now completely 100% immune to getting the virus, to spreading the virus. It's the information is out there that you are still able, there's a small chance of being able to contract the virus and spread the virus. However, the chances of you dying or going to the hospital are significantly lowered as long as you have the vaccine. If not, completely eradicated having that risk. So I'm not saying that it's completely 100%, you know, not okay. Also, the CDC recommends that you can see people who are vaccinated and you don't have to wear your masks or you don't have to social distance. But I'm still going to be maintaining those things for people who are not vaccinated. I mean, most of my friends have gotten their first dose or are getting it soon. So I'm hoping to start seeing them very soon. But so far, I've been going on walks more with friends. So that's been really nice. Are you planning? No. I just answered that question. Sorry. Has it affected your period? Good question. I saw that be brought up, that getting the vaccine can actually affect your period. I have noticed that my last one was actually lighter, and I didn't even consider that. Like, I didn't even think about that. Like, oh, I wonder why my period's lighter. So I guess in that sense, yes, but wasn't late or anything. I'm on the pill, so it's very, very consistent and everything, but just know that that's something that could be affected by it if you are a person who gets your period. Someone said, how do you know if you're sick from the vaccine or COVID? Good question. I know somebody who got their first dose of the vaccine and then got COVID almost immediately. Like, they started feeling sick and they thought that it was from the vaccine and they were really angry about it. And then it turns out that they actually tested positive for COVID because they contracted COVID, if not that same day that they got the vaccine, actually. And this just goes to show, you know, you are not protected from your first dose. And this just goes to show that you are not protected from your first dose. You still do need to receive your booster after the time is up. And it's just very, very crucial. I personally have not had COVID, so I don't know exactly what COVID feels like. But I believe that once it starts lasting longer than a few days, then it's kind of a safe bet that it may not be from the vaccine any longer. You should not have a high fever from the vaccine. And if you do, you should be going to the doctor anyway or calling someone because that's not normal. But I think if you're starting to experience more like upper respiratory issues, then it may be COVID, or if you're losing your sense of taste or smell, because that should not happen from the vaccine. Like when I got the vaccine, I felt like my allergies got like a little bit worse. Like I was like just like sniffling more and like sneezy, but that was really it. But it's also a very bad allergy season here. So that's what I would say. Someone else asked, what was the process like? Yeah, so I was able to sign up because I was placed directly onto a waiting list when that did happen. Like I said, they were planning on who they were going to vaccinate within the next week. So they just placed me on a waiting list and told me that they're going to call me with the appointment because they are not doing any online appointments. That's how my pharmacy is working. But most places are online appointments. But I showed up at my time. I had to come with my driver's license. Oh, they didn't even look at it this time. I had to come with my driver's license and my medical insurance. And I had to fill out all this paperwork talking about if I feel sick, any COVID symptoms, if I have anyone sick at home, do a lot of signatures. And I got the shot. And then they gave me a little piece of paper that is like your little COVID card, like the little white pieces of paper. And then you have to sit for 15 minutes and you can't move. Well, you can move, but like you can't leave because they need to check if you had any allergic reactions or anything. And then I was on my merry way, and then they immediately scheduled me for my next dose. And then I showed up, showed my card, filled out the paperwork, got the vaccine, sat for 15 minutes, and I was on my way. Process was pretty easy peasy. I know a lot of my friends, like my boyfriend, they got it through like a drive-through type of situation. You stay in your car, you get vaccinated that way, you stay in your car for 15 minutes. If something goes wrong, you start like honking your horn and then you like turn on your four ways. So the process is a little bit different everywhere, but nothing crazy, nothing complicated, honestly. Someone else asked, why is it so easy to get the vaccine in the US if you're a young adult? Well, the U.S. is doing a pretty good job at rolling them out right now. Like, they're working on it very, very quickly. But I think it's also good to remember that not all young adults are healthy. And not all young adults, even if they may seem or look healthy, does not mean that they don't have any pre-existing conditions. Like, for example, fibromyalgia. Not something that deemed me to get the vaccine, but that's an invisible illness that I have. No one would know that I'm in pain. I grew up a lot as a kid hearing, you're not in pain, you don't look like you're in pain, nothing's wrong with you, you don't look like anything's wrong with you. And that was really, really hard because it taught me as a kid, like, oh, well, I guess I am just complaining, or I guess I am too young. And a lot of doctors also didn't take me seriously until I finally found like a rheumatologist and a neurologist that took me seriously. So I think it's really important to note that not all young adults are healthy. And also, a lot of young adults are getting their vaccines now, especially if they're an essential worker or if they're public. I mean, also most states, I don't want to say most, but a lot of states are opening them up for all folks now. So like, I believe my state, Pennsylvania, opens up on April 16th, where anyone can get the vaccine as long as they're 16 years or older. So just important to know, especially depending on what your job is, you're able to get the vaccine now in most states. And also a lot of young adults may be sick and you just might not know it. What are you excited to do now? Good question. I'm not doing a lot of different things in my daily life, if I'm being completely honest. I am dabbling and considering the idea of a gym membership potentially, because I have not worked out consistently in over a year now, and that was something that was such an important and big part of my life. So I'm thinking about, after these 2 weeks pass, just thinking about it some more, doing a little bit more research about the gyms in my area, because I only went to Planet Fitness around here, and now I'm thinking about going to another gym, and just would like to do more research, see how they handle, you know, COVID type of stuff. Like, are they strict about people wearing masks? Like, I hope so. How are they about their cleaning process and everything? So I would love to do that potentially. And I'm hoping to see my boyfriend soon because I have not seen him since August. December we went on walks, but it was really, really difficult. I know a lot of people thought that was very strange that I didn't see my boyfriend, but his mom is working with a lot of younger people who a lot of them happen to be sick. My mom was going through chemotherapy, so it was not a good idea for me to be seeing him. So we would just go on walks in like negative degrees with his dog. we're not taking his dog out in like freezing conditions. Don't think that. It was just very cold. Are you guys doing the podcast in person? I'm assuming you mean Jake and I. Well, Jake and I don't live close to each other. Like, Jake and I live pretty far from each other, to be completely honest. I would love to do an in-person episode, though, Jake. So if you are listening to this, he's not listening to this. I would love to do an in-person podcast, like maybe one or so, but probably not anytime in the near future. Like, not like a consistent type of thing, which is okay. I've seen that long distance podcasts have been kind of a successful thing for people recently, so that's exciting. Someone else asked, can you do updates? Sure, I can do daily updates on my Instagram page. Follow me on there at Nicole Raffi. I'd love to do daily updates. I'll post one maybe tonight and talk about how I'm feeling, and then I'll post one for the next few days and see if I have any other symptoms. Someone asked, when is it effective? So, at least for Moderna and Pfizer, I'm almost positive that is the same for Johnson & Johnson, 2 weeks after your second dose. Well, I guess I wouldn't apply for Johnson & Johnson because that's only one dose. But at least for Moderna, I know for sure that 2 weeks after your second dose is when you are deemed the most effective to fight against, or basically be immune against COVID. So a lot of people recommend, you know, after your first dose, don't just go out all willy-nilly doing whatever you want, and especially right after getting your second dose, don't be all willy-nilly doing whatever you want either, because it takes a little bit for it to set in. Somebody else asked, how is your mom after the vaccine? Thanks for asking. So, like I said before, she is considered a cancer patient, and she was actually great. Like, she did awesome. She was cleared by her doctors. I remember, it's so crazy to think about, but a few months ago, before the vaccine was approved in America, but it was like, you know, rumor that we were going to get the vaccine real soon, I was asking a lot of her oncologists, like, hey, how do you feel about her getting the vaccine? And they're like, oh, we don't know yet. Like, we don't have enough information, you know, from like the CDC and everyone about like how it is for cancer patients and everything. And then she got approved by like every single one of her doctors to get it. And they were like, no, we highly recommend that she gets it. This would actually be great for her. Her immune system is getting better. They checked like all of her blood work and everything. And they're like, her immune system's getting better. She should 100% definitely get it. And she was awesome. After she got her first one, she just felt really sleepy. And then after the second one, I remember the next day, she felt like she had a fever, but she literally had like, her temperature was completely normal, and she had the chills, and she was super cold, and she was like so bundled up, and she was so tired, and she just slept most of the day, and then the next day she was completely fine. So she's doing great. She's doing awesome. So now she's been vaccinated. She's considered fully vaccinated and everything, and so she's doing good. And the last question of the night is Jeff Bezos sexier now? I can confirm that Jeff Bezos does not look any sexier to me now. I know it might be hard to believe, but still not my type. Sorry, Jeff Bezos. I don't think that I'm chipped. However, I do feel more like a Build-A-Bear. Easy peasy, lemon squeezy. Okay. Guys, I'm going to go to bed. I'm going to rest and relax my little noggin. This was a way longer episode than I anticipated, even though it's not like crazy long or anything. But I have not done one of these long episodes in a while. And I actually really like recording the podcast because I can see myself now. Call it what you want, but I do like it. My skin looks very glowy right now. I like this. I think you guys might too. So, we've been recording for so long that the second freaking alarm went off. It's been a while, guys. Anyway, I hope that you guys like this video. Oh my god, I did not just say that. I literally feel like I'm on YouTube right now. I hope that you guys like this podcast episode. I hope that you guys like the video version if you're watching it on the video version. I hope that you like this in general. Let me know how you like the setup, because I didn't like it at first. I was like, oh, I'm in my bed, like whatever. It's kind of fun. It's kind of a chill vibe. Kind of feel like I'm giving off those sleepover vibes that I love to think that I give off. So, anyway, this is very funny that I tend to think that I give off sleepover vibes when I hated sleepovers as a little kid. Jesus Christ. Anyway, I hope that you guys like this podcast episode. If you did, make sure to leave it 5 stars on Apple Podcasts because it helps me out so much. Also leave a review because I love reading them. And make sure to follow us on all the social media. It's just at Talk Nasty Podcast, as well as on the YouTube page. And make sure to follow me on all my social media. It's just at Nicole Raffi on everything. And then at Nikki Nasty on TikTok. I'm going to peace out now. I'm going to go. And I'm going to go to bed. And I'm going to wake up potentially with a fever. But it's okay. Okay, love you lots. XOXO, kisses.
You want the best for your child. K-12 can help them gain the skills they need to reach their full potential while giving you the support you need to get them there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Their state-certified teachers make online learning interactive and engaging, allowing your child to learn at their pace from the safety of home. Join the more than 2 million families who have chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.